Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, home of your favorite influencer, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You're Pantelis. This is Chris Ramsey, and our friend there is Poseidon.
Hey, Poseidon.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
That's enough out of you.
Goddamn,
yeah.
No insults this time?
No, I went.
Yeah, it's true.
Here's the thing.
I was worried I was going to die, so I'm just, I got to remember people's names.
If you know Mike Ward well, you know that me calling him an influencer is an insult. Mm.
Yeah. Huh. And that is my job title, but
you're not, influencer for me is an insult. YouTuber isn't.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
Influencer for me sounds like your job is to be a whore on the internet.
It doesn't make sense. You're showing your butthole. That's not an influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you influencing exactly? Maybe my bank account a little bit. Yeah, I agree with that. I think the term influencer is something that happens, a side effect, right? So if you put up videos because you like skateboarding, you like editing skateboarding videos, and people are like, "Dude, that's awesome!" Like that's why you did it. You didn't be like, "Perfect, now I can influence them." Like you know, like nobody does that, right? Influencing happens because you look up to someone because you like their art or something.
Whenever
right?
I see though what I get paid for, like my live reads. Versus what an influencer gets, I'm like, oh yeah, they influence people.
Yeah. Shit
money.
Yeah, they're really good.
I always get like fucking like little, like I'm not even talking about like big YouTubers like you. I'm talking about like low budget fucking Quebec YouTubers that get like a shit ton of money. And I'm like, God damn, I'm a fucking Guinness World Record.
No
Why
influence.
Am I getting $3,000 to fucking talk about polysleep?
You know what's funny is me and Mike should not be influencing people because if someone's influenced by us, they're going to lose their job.
Yeah.
It's like I was influenced by Two Drink Minimum. I went out, I told my boss, what's up, faggot? He cannot be influenced by us. Enjoy us in secret.
Yeah, and also, like... Who's out there being influenced, dude? What kind of uncool term is that? Like, I don't want to be the guy be like, yeah, you got me. Like, nobody wants to admit they
cool
got influenced.
Guy, the cool guy told me to do drugs.
Yeah, he influenced me. No one's.
The tattooed magician.
No one's going to admit to that.
The tattooed magician told me to drink and drive.
Yeah,
influence sounds like it's just bad stuff.
Yeah, you're just a dumbass.
Yeah, who's out there getting influenced, dude? Idiots. Like, come on. Smarten up, guys.
Yeah,
stop getting influenced.
Satan was the first influencer.
Yeah.
Like, he influenced people.
No, it's Judas.
Way. Yeah.
No, Satan, he's like, eat this apple, whore. Yeah. And then he ruined the rest
that
for everyone.
The snake, snake was the original influencer.
Yo, I got to know about your bionic pancreas.
Yeah, so right now I'm going through a weird, borderline low blood sugar because I'm diabetic.
Yeah.
And I got a new pump. Like, I haven't had a pump. Like, I used to give myself shots. I've been giving myself shots since I was 11.
Yeah.
And I
even before you had diabetes.
Even before. It was just because someone influenced me.
That's how it started.
I saw a cool guy in the alley. And he looked fucking amazing. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do that. No, I have a Dexcom that tells me my blood sugar reading, and then they have pumps, and they invented a thing called a loop that makes both the pump and the Dexcom talk to each other.
Okay.
So it becomes like a fake pancreas.
Yeah.
And no company makes it, so it's one of Amazon's VPs.
Yeah.
His kid got diabetes, so he financed this. So it's just open source. So I had to program a fucking app on my phone.
Can't you fuck it up and then just injecting you with shit?
Yeah. So Like, it took me, like, 6 days, like, and it was always fucking up, always fucking up. And then finally yesterday, I got it to fucking work. So I was like, God damn, I fucking cured diabetes because of whoever.
Is it dangerous, though?
It's, but I don't know. Like, today, I tried to load it, and then I noticed that I'd started my pump before the thing. So I'm not, like, I was sure I was going to be on, diabetes-free whatever, but it's not working yet. So it's not working yet.
God damn.
You might kill yourself. Be careful,
though.
That's
insane, dude.
Yeah. Because I found out Alzheimer's. In the rest of the world, it's known as type 3 diabetes.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a homeless guy. I saw a homeless guy with a sign, I have type 3 diabetes, when I was in Florida. And I yelled
Shut
at
up,
him.
Retard.
I was like, that's not a real thing.
What is it?
It's Alzheimer's. So Alzheimer's, we're the only ones that still call it Alzheimer's. The rest of the world, they've moved on.
Why do they call... Why? Because diabetes...
Because he was a Nazi? They're like, Heinrich
Alzheimer.
No,
It's because apparently they're figuring out now. They're still have to do some studies. But it has to do with the insulin levels and what goes into the brain. So it's related to diabetes.
Ah. But diabetes... sugar is bad for the brain.
Mm. But diabetes, like even type 1 and type 2 aren't the same disease.
Yeah.
So now bringing in fucking type 3... Makes me look like I have a fake disease. Yeah.
That's right.
That they just... Well, hey,
how do you think type 1's felt?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how type 1's felt all the time.
I'm type 1.
Oh, you're type 1? Is that the worst one?
Yeah.
Or the
and type 4 is the hiccups.
When you go higher, I thought that was the danger level.
Yeah, type 1 is the one that your pancreas doesn't work. Type 2 is the fat people that...
You can lose it.
Yeah, if you don't eat sugar, you won't be diabetic anymore. Type 3 is people that don't remember their grandkids.
So it's literally type 1, type 2, and type 3.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I have an insulin intolerance, actually. I'm not actually categorized as I'm just insulin intolerant.
But
type 5.
So my thing is, my pancreas just doesn't work.
Wow.
And they still don't know what causes it, which is weird.
I don't even know what a pancreas is.
Pancreas creates insulin. Which,
that's all it does?
Which eats your sugar and your carbs.
Goddamn.
Crazy. Or it doesn't eat your sugar, but...
It dissolves it.
You can tell I don't have much of an education.
Yeah,
so.
That's more than I know about a pancreas. Yeah. So.
Besides that, you were going to jump in and say something about Alzheimer's.
You forgot.
Oh, I forgot. I Googled pancreas. I have no idea what it looks like. I'm looking at images. I still don't know what
it's
looks like.
It's on the inside, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I can't pull. I can't call it out during a lineup or anything. I can't fucking point out.
I like the heart makes you live. The lungs, you breathe. The stomach, you eat. The pancreas, like, we got insulin. You're like, what?
It's
a shitty fucking organ to have that only does that.
It's weird, though, because the thing, like the loop thing I have, like there are two companies that came out with one. And I was like, maybe those will be better.
Yeah.
And then when I Googled them, like the
reviews,
the one that's
my husband's dead because of this
is a million times better. Because the other ones, the FDA keeps saying you can't do this, you can't do this.
Sticklers.
And, yeah.
But so, and this.
But
one?
Now, like I was supposed to have it today. I'll have it in 3 days.
Yeah. Hold on.
So then
you're gonna do everything by yourself.
Yeah.
So and we're sure about this.
But it's not like I programmed an app. I went on a website and it goes type this into Notepad and then fucking copy paste it here and then you have an app. Like it's super
Sounds
easy.
Safe, yeah.
So it's you're basically
safe. It's super safe. But for real, like I was doing this and I was like, how, like,
I'm gonna kill myself.
People. Yeah. Like, whenever you see people that are like, that don't trust the vax, I trust science so much that I'm just copy pasting.
Yeah.
Maybe I just copy pasted cancer
you
into
might have.
My phone.
Yeah.
You're just putting an actual computer virus into your system.
Yeah. And plus, like, as soon
Malware.
As this thing gets working, like,
pornography is gonna be popping up on the screen.
To kill me just has to hack my phone.
That's
it's
right. There you go. So, there you go, guys.
Fucking kill me.
all right, we'll not put that out there.
You're like the Iron Man of Quebec.
What I think is funny is that, like, if you didn't know Mike and just saw him from across the room,
I look like I have too many little phones.
You think he's like, dealing drugs.
I have this.
He's always checking on it.
I kept every iPhone I've ever had.
He's like, this one's for the side chick.
You would never know. He's just checking his insulin level constantly to make sure he's not dying.
Fuck, this
while
guy's
he
selling
can drink.
Stocks, buying drugs. What is he doing?
And he always does it low key, so he looks suspicious.
Yeah, you know, Mike's getting fucked up when the insulin monitor is on the table.
Yeah,
that's how you know we're getting drunk tonight.
Fucking good.
He's like the best uncle.
You're basically the $1 million man right now.
Yeah, but these things, I'm gonna get rid of these two when my fucking thing works.
But are you gonna? How long do you want it to work until you're comfortable getting rid of everything else?
Like
2-3 weeks.
Like at first, I was gonna do it right. Like I haven't even met the person for the pump yet. So they sent me the pump in the mail, and then they said we'll have someone train you to use the pump. And don't use the pump before you meet the person. Mm-hmm. And I'm meeting the person next week. But like the
You've
guy talked the to me, and I was like, I'm gonna use the pump. Like I'm just gonna Google. Like I'm gonna find out how to use it. But then he convinced me not to use the other thing for a couple of weeks. So really? I was like, I'll do 4 days. And then
I love how excited you are. You're like, fuck these people. I'm doing it myself.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I haven't had a doctor in like fucking 20 years.
He's gonna be next week. He's blind.
Yeah.
But don't worry, my hearing's amazing.
You know, like Daredevil, this podcast is gonna go viral, dude. The second something happens to you.
As soon as I die,
the second something happens to you, they're coming back to this podcast.
These idiots all laugh.
My girlfriend is so worried because today
I'm worried.
I texted her and I was like, I fucked up. I don't have my bionic pancreas yet. And she was like, yay. She's like, okay, I have 3 extra days with you.
Yeah, it makes me nervous. Be careful. Yeah. For real, be careful. If it takes an extra week, let it take an extra week. I don't want you to get killed, fuck.
No.
So stupid.
Yeah, but also super funny.
It is hilarious that you're doing this.
It's crazy that you're like your own guinea pig at this point.
It's insane, though, that I have to fucking program an app.
Yeah. You're like a madman.
No joke, though. This should be something. This will bother me about the government.
That is crazy.
The technology exists. The government, this should be mandatory for people that have type 1 diabetes. You know what I mean? So everyone could live normally. That's what fucking pisses me off about our government. They're useless.
I watched the... Because what I have is... It works with the Omnipod. And the Omnipod has a thing that's legal in the States called Omnipod 5. And there was a representative of Omnipod talking to a guy that loops like I'm trying to. And he was asking him, he was like, which is better? And the guy from Omnipod, he was like, okay, your thing is a little better, but ours is. And then he's like, he kept on saying your thing is better because you don't have to wait for the government to authorize. Like, so you can. And I was like, what a weird sales pitch that he's telling people you're better off with the open source version. Than the real, like...
That's some future shit, though. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, all of what you're saying right now is, like, dystopian. Everything you're saying is, like, to someone in the 1920s, hearing all of this for the first time sounds wild. Like, just, like, the controlling your pancreas with an app and, like, this... That's insane.
Yeah. This is cyberpunk.
That's crazy.
It's cyberpunk 2077 if cyberpunk 2077 was gay.
That's true.
Yeah. I remember...
It's not gay?
My grandmother, when I was little, my dad had me when he was old, and his parents had him when they were old. So my grandmother was born in 1890, and I remember when I was little, when I moved to Montreal, or no, it was before that, she gave me one of my birthdays, her first lamp. And she was like, this is the first lamp I have ever had, because like it went from fucking no, like
it went from darkness
to a lamp. And I was like, that's a shitty gift. Like, I wasn't happy. I was like, what a shitty gift. I'm a fucking 14-year-old. Go
get me some fucking drugs, you old
bitch. Get me a Nintendo.
Here's the first lamp ever. Yeah.
And I was thinking about that. Like, whenever shit like this happens, I'm like, my grandmother fucking...
Had a candle?
Yeah. She used to read a book with a candle. And I'm like, my pancreas is fucking, beep, my pancreas beep, is broken. Beep, beep,
beep. I'm altering the code of my pancreas. Yeah. And my grandmother, holy
So wait,
shit.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. You were born without a pancreas or a pancreas that wasn't working?
My pancreas stopped working when I was 11.
Okay.
When he started
just
drinking.
Randomly?
So he started drinking.
Just randomly.
Okay. Sometimes does that.
Yeah.
And they told him he wasn't going to make it far. That's the best part about this whole story.
Yeah. doctor yeah. told me I was going to die when I was before I was 50.
So your pancreas is like, it's Jamie.
Yeah.
It's like, you're supposed to go a long time.
And then I refuse.
Yeah, and my pancreas, I don't even know. I don't even think doctors know. Like, they know that it makes insulin, but I think it does something else. That's so I don't know what it does apart
from
insulin.
Wait, we said old. Yeah, I don't either. How old do you have to be to so your kids are like fucked up? Like, am I too old to have healthy kids?
Wait, that's crazy. That hold on, your pancreas just stopped.
But I didn't have diabetes because my parents.
No, because you brought it up. But I know that if you two old people have like is I guess the old sperm. Am I too old to have healthy kids?
No, I don't think so.
I actually had this conversation a few days ago with someone. I was like, I think we should normalize having kids being older because when you're young, you don't have the capacity to raise a child.
Mm. No, but your kids are healthy because you have young sperm
that's
and
right,
young ovaries.
But I think,
they're young and they're dumb.
Yeah, they're dumb, right? And I think that sperm, like over time, I think we can have children when we're older because we're living longer, right? We're going to live to 120. But like imagine the knowledge you can pass on to like a newborn. If you're older versus...
I could pass on knowledge, but I don't want the kid to be retarded.
That's right. Yeah, there's a fine line.
Your son is going to be really smart, but horrible at sports. Because you're just going to be the old man that can't pitch a ball or can't throw a ball, can't kick a ball, can't do anything.
Oh, my God. I waited too long.
No. I think the biggest issue is that if you're related to the person, then the baby won't have a good time.
Oh, then I'm fucked.
Yeah. Mm. So you should just do like a test. Get that out of the way, and then you're good. Then you can have kids.
or cum, like freeze your cum.
Can I just freeze my cum
like
now?
Walt Disney?
Yeah.
I don't have cold kids.
But does age actually affect your semen? Because what's his face, bro?
You can still cum, but it'll affect like...
You can still have kids until you're 9,000.
Yeah, but your kids are fucked up.
Your cum is fucking weak and shitty.
Yeah.
Like, what about... what's his face?
I think that's why you don't fucking shoot loads as far. It's just because, like, the universe
they're not
is
interested.
Telling you you're too
stop.
Old. To,
stop coming.
That your cum, the fucking...
Yeah.
Your cum should stay
it's
in your
it's worthless
balls.
Cum. Yeah. If that girl, maybe that girl's a little too far for your cum right now.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Your cum can't make it to that girl. Yeah. You can't. If you can cum on a person, then you should have kids. Yeah. If your cum doesn't reach another person, you should not have kids.
Well, that's a bad influence that's starting right now because we're going to influence people to cum on people unsuspectingly in restaurants. That's not,
homeless, not all the mess.
Homeless people do
test.
It all the time.
It's a test. I want to see if I can get you pregnant.
Why'd you cum on me? 2-drink minimum. I'm easily influenced.
There's a there's that video where the homeless guy's jerking off. He's trying to cum on people.
What?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Sounds hot.
Well, your Pornhub search is weird.
Yeah, dude. It was a home video.
But Al Pacino is having a kid at 83, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't know how healthy that kid's gonna be. That's my question. It's like I'm scared if my kids. I'm too old now to have healthy kids.
How old is Al Pacino's 83. Wife?
Or oh, hold on.
She's in her 20s. For sure.
Is she?
She got to be.
I think
I hope she is.
Noor Alfalla.
I hope she is.
Oh, fuck.
Say
Noor
it
Alfalfa.
So. Say it. Make it so.
Alfalla.
You know that Al Pacino, for the first 2.5 years, was like, that's a weird name. Like, he never met a
two and a half years.
Yeah.
This
How
her?
Old is she?
Let's see.
Yeah, dude. She's she's 17. What the hell?
30. She's 30. 30. Born in 93.
80.
Yeah. Dude, that's the same age as my wife. Like, what the hell?
Goddamn.
How old is he again?
83.
So he was 53 when she was born.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah, he was 23 when her mother was born.
Oh, fuck. He's probably older than that kid, that girl's grandfather.
Yeah. Dude, it's insane.
Dude, he might be older
his
than his
grandfather's like, I fucking love the Godfather too.
That's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah,
think
he's
about
fucking
it.
Her across generations.
Oh, and she's hot.
Yeah, she was ugly before, but now she's looking fly. God, that's a good picture.
Yeah.
She's playing the long game.
She's
though. She
getting
didn't think
ready
make
for
it this
the
long.
Next 80-year-old.
Yeah. She didn't think he'd make it this
she's
long.
She's gonna marry a 60-year-old.
Never.
It would be crazy if he lives to like 120.
Who's the weirdo with the fucking the round this? Glasses?
The guy was actually banging her.
Yeah. Her dad.
Could
just be her dad.
On off. 29-year-old like, on off girlfriend. Oh, so she's dating other people too. Oh, that's weird.
And is she dating? Oh, fuck.
Other
if my,
rich Asians.
If my young whore was dating a fucking Chinese guy with round glasses. I would murder
cheating people. On it. Yeah, if you were Al Pacino. Yeah.
Oh, Mick Jagger. What? Stars Baby Mutt. Oh, she dated Mick Jagger when she was 22. Oh,
she's a fucking gold digger.
She's dating the oldest dude.
God damn.
Oh. Oh, I don't like her anymore.
I thought she was a good girl.
You know what's funny is that her their kid is going to grow up, obviously, without Al Pacino, right? We all know that. Mm. But the mom's going to be like, you know who your father was? my father was Al Pacino, and like, look at all the movies. They're going to have no idea that Al Pacino was their father as a child.
Yeah. No. They're going to be like, do you know who your father
was?
Maybe
for the first 3-4 years of its life, you know, he's there. And then, do you remember? I was like, yeah, I vaguely remember Al Pacino being my dad. Like,
no, it's going to be, do you know who your father was? And it's going to be like, no, me neither. That's the problem. Do you know who your father is? Because I don't know which one of these dudes is your father.
Yeah, exactly. But he speaks like this.
Because it could have been Mick Jagger, too. You don't know whose old jizz is winning.
Mick Jagger shoots longer loads. For sure he's throwing fucking ropes around.
A dancer.
He's like, slinging rope like nobody's business.
I'm pretty sure, though, he's fake slinging. Like, he comes spinning in his hand and just throws it. He's very...
He brings his own...
It's very theatrical.
Makes it look like it came out of his dick. That's a little sleight of hand.
Yeah, he jerks off like
this. A little sleight of hand action.
I'm gonna come.
Look how far it's going.
Oh, shit.
You can't blow a load like Mick Jagger, dude.
No.
Isn't that what they say in the song?
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Blow. I've got the load like Jagger.
So. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they say. Yo, I've been thinking about that girl Taylor Swift a lot.
In what way?
I don't like her.
What?
And I don't like super hot, I don't like the fact that I feel like it's a plot. It's like a psyop.
Of course it
They're
is.
Saying
it's the sexiest
listen
psyop
to
ever.
Whatever Taylor says. And the Toronto Sun, the Toronto Star, they put up a headline that said Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl. That's right, people. And she could also affect the elections.
You know that's what's happening, right?
It seems like
she did it last time Biden was running. She's like, vote for Biden.
She did a commercial. She?
Yeah, absolutely. She endorsed Biden 100%. And now, and she was brought
that's
up.
That's why Trump is so angry now.
Yeah, because he's like, fuck you guys, dude. You're ganging up on me. She was also approached by the CIA. She was brought up at a UN meeting. Her name was brought up as an influencer. So you know they're smart as fuck, dude, these people. You know that they're like, we need her on our side.
Right. She's so middle America.
So then you know what?
Travis Kelce, like the football star who wins the Super Bowl.
Travis Taylor, football star.
Dude.
So you know what?
Pop star.
2 Drink Minimum is going to influence. We're going to be the counter influence.
No, I say let it happen, dude.
Let's counter influence.
They worked hard for it.
Who are we voting for, Poseidon? Who are we pushing the vote on?
Trump.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Exactly.
I like RFK, too. Yeah. He's my guy.
Commercials?
Yeah. The commercial was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like old school as his uncle.
And it was amazing.
So what, he speaks like he's underwater. Like, yeah. I don't care about that.
You would do the same thing, bro. Yeah. You'd be nervous when you speak if they murdered your whole fucking family, bro. You'd be fucking shitting your pants too, bro. He's one. That
is, if it wasn't for the voice, I think he'd have this by landslide.
I think so
the voice
too.
Hurts him
oh,
a little.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the last American royal.
Yeah.
If
he's hard to listen to.
The old days that all the only media that exists was print media.
Yeah.
He'd already... Yeah. He'd be like 90%.
He was shoo-in.
Yeah.
I listen to him. If you get past the voice, it's great what he's saying.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody on the left is like, wow, he's anti-vax, which isn't true.
He's not anti-vax.
He is not. Absolutely not. But he's done a whole bunch of other things, like environmentally and everything else. He'd be great. And he's a Kennedy. They love Kennedy.
That's the thing about the trees. Yeah. The trees.
And he's going to get shot. So
he's getting killed.
Let him. Obviously, he's got to fulfill the legacy somehow.
You think?
Dude, if he becomes president... Oh, it'd be wild if he didn't.
I don't think he's going to become president.
No, he can't become. You know why he can't become president? No, you know why he can't become president? It's never happened and never will that an independent would win in the States, and he's running as an independent.
He's got right now, he's up in the independent vote right now.
Yeah, for independence, but you're not going to win.
Yeah, but the independents, there's more independents now than there ever was.
I know, but he's not. I'm telling you, it's never going to happen. The only way would be if one of the part, like, let's say the Democrats right now, they suck. Biden is a terrible candidate. Kamala Harris, everyone wants her out. If they were just... take one for the team and be like, you know what? Robert F. Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy, head-to-head against Trump, he's got all the... Because Trump right now is getting people in the middle that are tired of Biden shit. If Robert F. Kennedy was there, he'd take the middle. They're like, oh, this is way more reasonable.
Yeah. But he's got like 6 kids, by the way.
Yeah, but he's got...
Someone's been
shooting
like loads,
and he's
bro.
Fucking Larry David's wife from Curb. That's his real-life wife.
Oh, shit.
Cheryl.
Trump, though, I don't think is going to get the middle vote.
This election, I think so, because of inflation, because everyone got fucked over. There's a lot of California people that are fed up.
I gave it to RFK, Bobby.
I like RFK. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I like the Kennedys. I like the fact that his uncle died talking so much shit. He wanted to destroy the CIA and destroy the FBI because they lied to him. And
this guy wants to change things, and that's all people want. That's why they voted for Trump in the first place. They just want something different. This guy actually wants to, like, shake shit up, you know? Yeah. So I like him. I like RFK.
I still haven't heard him speak, by the way, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about time. All these podcasts where you guys are talking about how he talks, I'm just like, oh,
you never took the time to just go listen to an interview of Robert F.
I was like, oh, I got
to
hear how he talks.
Speaks like he lives under the sea.
But then I forget.
So
it makes it hard to listen to sometimes. I'm annoyed because he's so smart and he's saying some good shit.
And the reason Poseidon is because he was a lifelong phone sex operator before he got into politics, and it ruined his voice.
I believe it.
It just cigars and whiskey, dude. That's what it sounds like.
So I looked it up.
His voice thing. I looked it up, and it's just that. It's just like a voice thing.
You don't need audio for this, though.
It's her reacting to his to him. Is Robert.
I like how mad Poseidon is that a woman's talking. He had to remute it.
People are ready to. People are tired of the vitriol. They're tired of the.
You sound like he lives underwater.
You know, we've made a big effort.
It sounds more like he's always in the middle of coming.
Talk about issues.
Sounds like an old man coming.
Yeah, he's like, let me tell you something about that. It sounds like he's coming.
I feel bad for him though, because he's saying all the good shit.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
But I think most important.
But most people tune out just because of the sound,
right? He needs to stop getting his dick sucked under at the desk during every interview. That's the problem.
For sure, his team's like, the voice sucks. Like, we can't do anything about the voice. We got to focus on it.
Probably, like, couldn't we get a thing like Stephen Hawking's had? Like, just get a box, and he's like, you know I can't speak.
Yeah.
Like, shut the fuck up, old man.
I get it. I was going to start off by saying, like, oh, that's not bad. But then as I was listening, I was like, ah.
It sounds like a TikTok filter.
Yeah.
You know that one? Yeah. Yeah. How old was he when it started changing?
I don't know when his voice became like that or why it became like that. I think.
It's just a disease that he got that affects your voice.
Fuck.
Yeah.
They try to kill him.
That's all it is. It's not like life-threatening or anything. It's just like that.
No, and he's healthy. He's good.
Yeah, he's doing backflips. Yeah.
Backflips, sit-ups.
No way.
Chin-ups, this guy's jacked, bro. He's jacked. Shirtless, bro. Sexy old man.
He's doing podcasts. He was on Tiger Belly.
Yeah, he's doing podcasts.
He was on, like, he fucks.
He's one of us.
He got
he fucks the comics, too.
Spasmodic dysphonia.
Are they still doing shows, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. I know that he's doing Bad Friends.
Yeah, Bad Friends. Because
I thought Tiger Belly ended. I was thinking about that today. It's weird. Yeah. I was happy that he quit Tiger Belly.
Because of the ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
I was like, that's fucking bizarre.
Oh, you're going, like, fuck, she shouldn't make money off him. She hurt his feelings.
Yeah. I like Bad Friends. Bad Friends is a good podcast.
Yeah. They're both they're entertaining dudes, yeah.
Yeah, Santino's fucking hilarious as well.
Yeah, people keep saying that my voice reminds them of Santino, and I don't hear it. I know.
Oh, I hear it a little bit.
You just said it because I said it, but
yep.
It's not.
Yeah, Santino. I never made the connection, but I hear for a real? Little bit. The sound
I
of
don't
the
hear
voice.
It.
Your sound of your voice, not how you speak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the sound of your voice, like your actual.
Maybe because I hear my voice different in my head. Maybe that's why I don't hear
it. Yeah, obviously.
Oh, fuck, maybe, okay.
Yeah, but just the sound, not the, obviously not the inflections or anything.
No, my inflections are insane.
We were, it was funny because Josh Shapiro, buddy of ours, he said he was starting a roast battle and he wanted to pin me and Pantelis up for a roast. He's like,
roasts.
Oh, would you roast him? He's like, I'll do it. I was like, I'll do it.
Oh, I would love to see a roast between the both of you.
It's going to bring back bad Pantelis. You don't want that.
He's like, bad. I'm like, how bad can that be? I'm like, for roast, you're supposed to be bad.
No, yeah, exactly.
He's like, he said people in Montreal are soft. He's
they are.
I will say something though. I have heard him like be a judge.
Yeah. That's what
he roasts.
Yeah, they asked me to stop.
And they were like,
and I was judging, bro. Like, I was judging.
I would get mad. Yeah. Like, even though it's a roast, I'd be like, ah, you motherfucker.
Dude, I wrote like four the second Josh told me. I was like,
no way.
I was like, yeah, I was ready, dude.
What
are they? I don't want to get in the mindset of attacking you.
One of them was, I said, you know,
it's kind of gay, bro.
Pantelis has to tell you that he's Greek, by the way. Which is better than the other thing he has to tell you when he moves in next door.
That's good. I like that.
Right? So that was one.
Good job.
Yeah, I said, if you're here, who's pickpocketing people at a soccer game?
You piece of shit.
I was like,
these are soft.
These are light.
Pantelis
these are very
like
light.
Fake money.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is why we're not doing the roast together.
Yeah, no, that's very light.
We're gonna stop being friends.
I was just jokes, you know? It's jokes, dude.
I just can't get into, I wish I could write like that,
yeah,
where it's fun, we can laugh, and no one's hurt.
Yeah.
That's
like, but that's a roast. Like, as long as it's funny.
Oh, no, they're funny, but they're, yeah. I can't. I don't want to get into that mindset. I'm happy. Yeah. I'm a happy guy right now. Don't ruin my life.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
All right.
They asked me to do a roast once on French TV for a guy named Normand Bradouet.
Mm-hmm.
And I really used to love roast. I don't really like roast anymore. But I wrote a thing. I thought it was really good. And then they called me and they were like, why do you hate him?
Yeah, you see, there's no one else in this fucking country that understands my soul but this motherfucker.
I was
right
like, here. I'll end with and this is why we love him.
Yeah.
So I ended with the thing that he's a hero to all black people. Yeah.
There's no one else. Like, he's the only one who's going to understand what I mean.
Yeah, I like dark stuff too. Like, I'll go as dark as anybody brings me. So if someone's, you know, like, all right, we're going all out, we're like, okay, fine.
Because I know I'm problematic. I know the stuff that I find funny is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but a roast, I mean, I watch a lot of the Roast League stuff. They get pretty...
Like, I'd be comfortable if I was roasting somewhere, let's say in New York with Louis J. Go, I'd be comfortable because he'd go fucking nuts. There, I'd be comfortable because I know I'm not... Like, they're going to probably go even crazier than I am. Yeah. So I'm comfortable in that. But in Montreal, I learned my lesson.
Montreal's weird. Montreal is weird, though. Because every other... I feel like it's not a problem. You can go super whatever. It's just jokes. You know, at the end of the day, most of these people that are roasting each other know each other anyways.
Yeah.
Because they're from the same city. So they're, like, hanging out. It's just one of those things. But Quebecers are take offense to, I think, because in the French language, I think just that sort of banter doesn't exist as much in French. And I think because of that, like, people are a little
even
more sensitive.
Even on the English side.
Yeah, even on the English side.
Just here, there's not that banter like you would have in the Maritimes even, or, you know, in Europe or, in, you know, some part of the States.
When we brought Poseidon onto the show, the initial episodes where he first started to come on his third mic, the guy was losing his fucking mind. It's just me and him laughing, having a good time, and destroying him.
Yeah.
And he was like, what is fucking happening? Why are you people retarded? Yeah. Why are you so mean?
The first couple of weeks,
you're criminals.
We were doing two shows a day. And after 2 weeks, he'd have to take a week off.
Just to, like,
because he just have to fucking rebuild his
comedy. But it was brutal.
Like, you guys aren't normal. This isn't normal banter. This isn't normal banter.
And then every time we had guests, like the first 10 episodes, everyone, they'd leave going, why were you guys so mean?
Mean to him?
No, to the guests. Like, what are you talking about?
No. Yeah, not to the guests. Yeah. We brought him in because the guests
couldn't take it. So we had to bring him. Like, no, he's going to learn. And in the beginning,
they don't get it, eh?
Because in the beginning, he's like, okay, they hate me.
Yeah.
And then when it clicked
that
we don't hate him, then he got comfortable.
But
in the beginning, he's like, what is happening?
Your audience gets it. Your audience gets it. And that's what I like about your audience. Because, like, I feel like your audience is the only French audience really, like, that understands that type of shit.
But we affected his sex life. We affected his boner. We got him one time to go into... He went into the bathroom during the show to try to jerk off to see if he could get hard.
Oh, yeah. Because we said he was gay. We convinced
him. You convinced me I had ED.
You had, like, an erection thing. And instead of us telling you it's on your head, we convinced him the reason why he had it was because he was a latent homosexual. And then he had to go testing him. But the thing is, when you put pressure on someone...
You believed him?
Well, you know why?
Hold on.
Your dick is connected to your brain. So you put pressure on someone, the dick's gonna have a problem. We knew this, so we did it to him. So he goes to the bathroom, and because he's watching porn, but there's pressure on him, so his dick isn't the way he's thinking, is it because I like dudes? But it had nothing to do with it. It's just because we fucked his head up.
But hold on, I'm gonna add a cherry on top. I haven't told this story to you guys. I never told them for the longest time because I knew I was gonna get rattled on it. And but the reason why it's brutal, it's because Mike and Pantelis have every angle covered.
Yeah.
So it's not just, so even if you ask, like, logical questions and you're expecting them to kind of, like, trip up a bit and, like, ah, no, it's bullshit, they have a logical answer that kind of trips you up and you're like, and you're not too sure. So. But what happened with that time when they convinced me I had ED is...
No, we convinced you were gay.
They gave you Jedi mind tricks to think you were gay?
Oh, was it that I was gay?
Yeah, because you had a problem. You had a problem with your dick, right? But what we should have done as men, being like, yeah, bro, sometimes you're stressed. It happens. You're not going to get an erection. But instead, we're like, you know why. And we convinced him. So he's like, holy fuck, I might be gay. So let me go see if I watch porn, if it'll get hard. But if you're watching porn forced in a bathroom, of course you're not going to get rock hard. It's not because you're gay.
Yeah.
It's because there's fucking two dudes there.
Show them gay porn. porn. But
then what happened after that is I was so like fucked up in the head. I went to go bang a prostitute at the time. He knows this story actually. And then but what happened?
Huh?
No, a woman.
Okay. Right, just asking.
There was a Latina, actually, very hot.
Did you bang both it's okay if it to wasn't. See which you preferred?
It's totally no.
By the way. Yeah, we're all cool, right? If it wasn't. Yeah.
And then what happened was I show up and I chose the woman. It was that nice one that you remember who told us about, the one at the triangle there? In the next to the rich neighborhood?
A prostitute next to the rich
neighborhood? No, a brothel, basically.
Good business. Okay.
Massage. Next to TMR?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm supposed to know this?
You know which one, bro. And the website is like top. Hmm? Like they're
next to the.
I'll show you after.
Wait.
How would I know it? I've never been there.
How would you know?
Well, because I went.
No, but how would I know? I've never been there.
I've been there once.
Because he's been.
Wait, how would I know is what I'm saying. Like, because, I'm trying to figure out how do I know
it. He's been there.
Because our friend in common told us about it, and he was freaking out about it.
The rich neighborhood.
Yeah. That's how we know about it. That's how I found out about it, and I went
You're
after.
Talking about a brothel in a rich neighborhood?
Yeah, that's what it's not catching next my head, to, and I feel like to. I should know it.
Next to. Mm.
It's a smart location.
Yeah.
Which location? Next to? Close to Park X or the other side?
The other side, on the Cary side. But going north. Not going north. Close to Volvo.
I don't know. I don't even know.
I'll tell you after. I'll tell you. But the reason you know about it is because our friend in common told us that he went and that it's amazing. Because he told me, you know, he's like, you should go there. Mm.
Are you talking about?
Did he know that you had
that I love prostitutes? No, he didn't know.
No one knew at that time. He kept it a secret. Okay, go on.
I'll tell you after. So I end up going to. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get a top broad. You know, I'm gonna pay a little bit extra. You know, from these other places. But fuck, you know, I'm gonna prove to myself my dick's working well. I'm good. So I choose the chick.
They're in your head.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah. Wow. we were living there for years, bro.
This is crazy.
This is super villains.
And so
this is
making,
therapy, dude.
And he was living with his mom.
Yeah. So he was.
But also because at the time I had these guys busting my balls, but they didn't know my situation at home. I couldn't sleep. It was a whole thing. Anyways, I'm not going to get into it now. I'm just going to tell you the story of the prostitute. So I show up. I choose her out. She's fucking hot and shit. I'm like, nice. And then she comes, and she's like, by the way. So she's like, what servers do you want? Blah, blah. We start talking. She's like, just so you know, I'm on my period.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
What?
Yeah.
Couldn't you tell her, okay, I'll pick another one?
But yeah. I was like, I already chose. I guess I kind of felt. I kind of felt bad, I guess. I don't know. And the thing is, I'm trying to bang her.
Why is she still working?
But she was really like not into it, and she was like, "Oh, okay,
really?
like
that's surprising."
She was
that's
literally shocking. She was literally on her period, you know.
Mm. Yeah, but we all have those days at work, you know.
Yeah.
And
do you
then,
think she was on her period for real, or she jams things?
No. There was.
She was
a bunch of raspberries.
And you wouldn't fuck her. She was jamming raspberries up her pussy. I'm sorry, my pussy's broken. You're like, doesn't matter. I'll fuck you anyway.
No, there was blood on the condom. And it kind of smelled. So it kind of smelled, and I couldn't get like a proper erection and shit.
Like, so you're like, why does it smell like pink?
So now you're thinking, maybe I am.
So now I'm thinking, I'm like, but I think
maybe the boys are right.
But it was a problem.
Well, dude, we fucked up.
No, but you guys convinced me that I had ED, I think. Anyways. So I'm like, oh, maybe
well,
I
you
do.
You did have ED. Your dick was not on itself. But the reason why you had ED was because of stress, not because you're gay.
I thought I had erectile dysfunction. That's what I had.
Your erection was dysfunctional.
You did. But in my head.
Isn't that you obviously, you had erectile
dysfunction. No, but to have
but
actual ED, it's got to be like a constant thing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be.
Quite clearly a homosexual.
The whole point is, jokes aside, is that it happens because you were stressed.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything else. But us,
she had a vagina. Ew, right?
Yeah.
So.
Smell like a woman.
Yeah. He's like, it even smelled a little bit.
So then what happened
my
was
my dick didn't even smell like asshole anymore.
I started freaking the fuck out, and she sees I'm freaking out. She's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck with him.
Oh no! She's like, are you gay?
And she goes, no. She goes like, oh, like I'm usually rock hard. I don't understand what's happening. Blah.
Wait, hold on. You started yelling. I'm usually rock hard. I don't understand what's happening. You yelled this out.
I didn't yell it out.
But for sure, she went, oh, that explains it.
So it audible. Like, this was audible. She heard you say
that. Yeah.
That's insane.
And then, but I was like really like panicking and shit. And then she goes,
I don't believe you.
You may have an STD.
This girl's
so
worse than us.
So I go
this
to
girl's
her,
worse than us.
She's better than you.
He got bullied by the two biggest bullies in the country, and then by a prostitute.
So then I go, I have an STD because I had been banging like prostitutes at the time, like quite a bit, you know. So I thought, I'm like, fuck, maybe I did catch
it. Went through the condom.
You know? So she's like, I'm like, what do I do? And she's like, oh, you got to wait till tomorrow. Go get blood tests. I can't wait. I can't fucking wait. She goes, you can't wait. Well, there is this place. I go, what's that place? And she goes, it's called Le Cactus.
This is an STD clinic just for sex workers. Yes. You're not allowed to go if you're not a sex worker.
So I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, where is it? And she's like, okay, just Google it and you'll find it. So I Google it. Bro,
what
this
time
is,
was it?
Bro, this is late, bro. This is like 2 a.m.
And so this, you went to a sex clinic at 2 a.m.
This gay sex
test?
Worker shows up.
Or was it 1 a.m.? Maybe it was a midnight. I don't know. But it was like, it was late. It was late. Because I think they closed. Anyways, whatever. Yeah.
the brothel closed and they're like, you have to go somewhere else.
Son, I'm fucking driving.
She's
all
trying
erratic.
Everything to not have sex with you.
Yeah.
So, she went deep.
I left and I didn't. So I dip. I leave. Now I'm
fucking. By the way, just because in my head, the friend that you're saying told us about it, is he 3 times your size?
What?
The friend that told us about that place. The brothel.
Is this a riddle?
He's a big dude, yeah.
He's 3 times your size?
Yeah,
okay,
he's taller and stronger, yeah.
I don't know where it's located, but I know the name.
Okay.
Yeah, he's thinking 3 times my size. He has a 7-inch dick. What are you talking about?
Yeah. So now I'm fucking erratic and shit, so I pull up to this place. And first of all, they got to like buzz you in and shit. So I'm there. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh, I got to get a... And they're like, what's wrong? I got to get a test. I gotta get tested, and they're like, "Why?
IQ?
Did you use like bad needles or whatever? Like they're like confused. I'm like, no. I think I have an STD from like sex and stuff." And the guy goes,
"This is for hookers."
And then he goes, "Hold on." He goes. I have a question to ask you.
Are you a sex worker?
He goes, "Are you a sex worker?" I go. And then besides, I go, "Yeah." And he goes. Pff. Okay.
Yeah. You laughed, bro. The guy's like, no one's paying to fuck you. And besides, like, bro, I've been mentally abused for days. You really have to throw this on me now? Are you joking?
This is wild.
So then.
Please tell me the story ends with you trying to hang yourself in that.
No. So
then, too heavy.
So then what happens is, I think he referred me to something. He's like, we can't take you here, unfortunately, or whatever. You got to go to a clinic tomorrow.
This is for fuckable prostitutes.
Yeah. And
So it's only fuckable prostitutes that can get that?
What?
Like the treatment?
Yeah.
No, he didn't believe that I was a sex worker.
Which is amazing.
He just didn't believe me.
Told him, I'll suck your dick for $5.
I'll do it right now.
I'll suck your dick.
I'll prove it to you.
And I was dressed. Sorry, your mouth is just not doing it for me.
I was dressed like a Sopranos character, too. You know? Like, I was
Sorry, you can't get me hard. Your mouth is just not doing it.
Imagine you're trying to suck his dick and he can't get hard. And you're like, it's contagious.
That's so stupid. So, anyways, but what they didn't know at the time is that I had a lot of
what they didn't know is I was HIV positive.
Jokes on
at
them.
The time I actually had a lot of I had a lot of trouble at work. I had a lot of people were trying to get me fired. I had a lot of trouble at home. I couldn't sleep. I was sleeping like 3 hours a night because my mother would barge into the room at 6 a.m. when she would go to work.
You can't jerk off in here.
And I would pull up at home. I would pull up at 3 a.m. I'd eat a yogurt because I was hungry. I had a long day. And then she'd yell at me, call me a fat fuck.
But you do look like a guy that only eats yogurt.
So not true.
No, but I was
like, you after a long day and have a yogurt.
You look like you live off a steady diet of yogurt.
No, but they were chocolate flavored, you know? So.
Just fudge. Just a jar of Nutella. Jar of Nutella. He's like, milk.
This is how you make yogurt.
Son, like I couldn't get sleep. I was like fucked up at the time. And then I finally moved out, and I felt better.
The first night he moved out. The first night
you got hard. The first night.
No, but he had a I love pillows. And me and Mike were trying on the podcast to get him to make a decision to move out for months or years. When he did it, he said it.
His mom one time. Pantelis, his mom. Oh. Pantelis picked him up. And his mom went on the balcony and she was like, why are you friends with him? He's so ugly.
Yeah, she said he's unfuckable. Yeah. She goes, where are you going with this guy? He's unfuckable. And then when you think back, I'm like, yeah, no wonder his dick's not going to work, bro. He can't even rest. He's at home and he walks out of the house and the person that lives with
he's
him is calling
shit
him,
on.
Yelling unfuckable in the street.
And I was paying the bills.
Yeah, my dick wouldn't work either, bro. If everyone's attacking me, I go to work on the podcast and people are destroying me. Yeah. And then my mom's telling strangers, because there's people outside. Yeah. watching him get yelled at, say he's unfuckable.
Yeah, for a moment, I had no, like, I went to
work. He's lucky it was just his dick that didn't work.
I went to work. I would go to work. I would get, and then I remember when they found out I did podcasts, they tried to fire me. They took what I said, and they sort of showed it to.
Out of context.
Yeah, out of context to like, managers and higher ups.
Even in context, it doesn't work. He said the N-word a lot.
I've said it twice.
He kept taking the George Floyd video and the Harambe video and cross.
Bestiality.
But yeah, but they didn't know this at the time. So when I had this shit at work and then the shit at home and I just called the cops on me twice. Anyways, that's a long story.
Ma'am, why'd you call us over here? He's a dick on no work.
Then I had the podcast.
Really turning into therapy.
Yeah, the cop is like, ma'am, you know that being unfuckable isn't a crime.
She's like, but it should be. Yeah. Look at this.
And then they're like, you're right. And they arrest him anyways for being unfuckable. He gets arrested for being unfuckable.
He's in a cell like, what if they rape me? And they're like, they really won't.
Yeah.
Police officer just gaslighting him. You did this, didn't you? You raped that person. He's like, oh. Dude.
And eventually I got paranoid.
He gets raped in prison. They're like, you're cured. Finally.
He's crying his way. Thank you to the legal system for helping a brother out.
You ever see those dudes that get gaslit into committing crimes?
Yeah, bro, into admitting crimes?
Yeah, I feel like if you like were ever under, like, if they went hard at you
at that time,
for 9 hours straight, at the end of it, you'd be like, I did it. I did it all.
Yeah, I killed 8 children. None of it was true.
A murderer.
That's
guy
right.
That wants to go see the wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. He would just be like,
I just
want to
go see wrestling.
Like,
can I go eat my yogurt?
He's gonna be eating yogurt at Jamal's ass.
But I think, and because before that, I kept hopping from job to job. I think I hadn't gotten like proper rest in like I think
he didn't
like
get proper rest
years.
And then I was there during his lowest point, and I would never get mad at him, but one time, bro, one guy at Radio Shack where he worked, I put myself in his shoes. I wanted to kill him. It was hilarious. It was very funny, but it was a killable offense. So Radio Shack, the guy was making him do peasant work that's not Radio Shack work. Mop, like do shit that other people don't do there. But him, he needed a job. So he
and it was
around,
always
bro.
Me.
So he worked the shittiest shift, the one at New Year's Eve, bro, where no one's fucking working anyway. And the guy tells him at the end of the shift, hey, by the way, don't come back. You don't have a job here next year because I want to start the year off fun, the new year, and I don't fucking like you. So that's how he finds out going to the new year. Yay! Yeah. You know, going to the new year.
Who's
that's
your
how
boss,
he finds
Joffrey?
Out. Yeah, that's Joffrey? How he finds out that he's unemployed, bro, and he calls me and tells me. And it was like, you know, one of those moments where like, oh, that's such a funny line, and then you start thinking about it, and you're like, I want to break that guy's like face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's such a mean, but it's different mean. It's not comedy mean. It's you deserve someone to step on your testicles.
Yeah. No. But like fucking good for you. Cause like, I mean, what does that accomplish? You're just going to be better than that guy instantly. So it's like, who cares?
What do you mean?
Let that guy fucking.
Oh no, no, he's dead. Poseidon ran him over.
Oh, did you kill him already?
But yeah, so there was a lot of that until I moved out for 4 years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It was that consistently.
Yeah, Poseidon went through it.
Yeah, good.
A lot of it brought on by himself. Terrible attitude.
That's like, I have a friend, a buddy of mine, Spidey. You know Spidey the Mentalist?
Yeah. He never replied to my text message.
I'll hit him up. But like he was always... like, I've been friends with him for a long time, but I've always just like dug at him. And he was just like... at one point, he's just, man, I can't take it anymore. He's like, these jokes are like, you know, he was like very, and Vincent, same thing. His attitude towards Vincent was like very like, and I had to explain to him, we had like a 2-hour conversation of like, no, this is because I like you.
This is how friends talk.
This is only because I like you. If I did not like you, I wouldn't even talk to you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
make fun of
you.
I wouldn't
care about you. But I like you. That's why I'm saying it with you here.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not saying it behind your back. I'm like saying it in front of you.
I'm
I like
abusing
you
because I love you.
Exactly.
Now shut up and take this dick in your ass.
Yeah, this is what friends do because we know it's not true. That's why it's so great. That's why it's so funny.
I wonder what like...
he came around, but he's like totally cool now with it.
We've had a couple of guys on the early shows that were like that. And then you wonder like why they take it like that. Like since I've been young, like I've always known the difference between someone... insulting me because they hate me and someone just goofing on me.
Yeah, I get it.
And goofing, there's a like a, it's so easy to tell the difference, but some people just can't tell the difference.
Some people don't accept any criticism, like any little thing, and they just go
but
crazy.
Those same people, and there's a reason for that, those same people will listen to all the good praise about themselves. And so what the brain does when you're listening to all the good praise, well, it's also telling you that the bad praise is true as well, right? Okay. You just don't want to hear it.
Oh, but it's so much fun to like get roasted and
fu- yeah. Well, just don't believe any of it and just have a great time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the negative. Just like fuck, let people talk and have fun. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Don't believe. What do you mean? Don't believe the hype?
No,
no one's hyping me up. Why are you all getting hyped up?
Well, the second you do get hyped, don't buy it.
I remember though. Yeah, when I started, that was one of the first things I'd heard was never believe your press release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've always tried to live that way. But now as I get older, all of the praise, I go, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, I like it, but all the shit, I'm like, fuck that. Like, I can. I'm yeah, the
you
best
can, you can manage
worlds.
It now? That's good, yeah.
But you get praised for actually doing, like, good shit. Like, you've come up in a lot of conversations just with me in the past week. Like, people talk about you, like, even when I was that. And it's all, like, good, not even comedy related, just good dude shit. And everyone's like, oh, this guy, and he's done it. Did you know Mike? I go, I know. Like, it's my boy. I know what he does. And it's just, it's good shit. So you can't say no to that because it's not like a compliment on your talent.
Yeah.
It's human being style. So that you can't say no unless you're retarded. You're like, no, I didn't help that guy. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. And, you know, it's big. Yeah.
He's giving $11,000, though, to build tree, like to plant trees, and I'm giving $20 to a homeless guy.
No, you do so
with
no,
a swastika on his chest.
You downplayed. You do more than that. You did more. I remember what you did during the pandemic to comics here, comics to remember it when you called to make sure who doesn't have money. Like you do a lot
of
little
we'd
things.
We'd all do the same kind of like
if you
in
have
his
money.
Shoes. In his shoes, but I could say that that's what I believe I will do. But I'm not there to actually test it. He's there to test it. And when he could have turned his back on a lot of people and just been selfish. He did the complete opposite. He would give money, and even when he did the houses, when he in his bank account by doing that, I'm only gonna have $300 left or $500 left, and he still did it. That's what I'm trying to. So
you
can
helped
say
the
what
dude
you would
with,
do.
Erectile dysfunction.
We helped him get his dick back. But you could say what you would do if you had the money. It's easy to say. It's easy to say what you would if you're in that situation, but it's harder to actually do in that situation. Yeah. And him, my entire life that I know him. He's the only one that I know that actually puts his money where his fucking mouth is, and he doesn't have to. That's the best. It's not stuff that they're looking at him like you have to do this. He could do nothing. No one's gonna care. And instead, he's like, "No, I'm gonna step up because I can." But no one does that. Yeah. No one does that. They talk. That's why
a lot of people do though. A lot. I think a lot of people do. There are better people. That there. Most people are shit, but there are still a lot of good people.
There's a lot of good people too. Yep.
I'd rather, and this is gonna sound the way it sounds. I'd rather donate my money than my time because I feel
Me too.
I feel like my money is more valuable than my time.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, you can go down and like feed the homeless and stuff. I'm like, hey, why don't I just
pay
give
someone
you $1,000 and you go give it to the homeless for me? Yeah.
Like, that's way better.
Why?
Unless time is all you got.
My brother.
Yeah, but it's so worthless to
my
them.
My brother makes every Sunday or every other Sunday, him and his kids, they make sandwiches for homeless people.
Yeah.
And it's the sweetest fucking thing in
for
the
sure
world.
For sure it is.
And I fucking.
They spit in them too.
I'd like, love to do that, but I'm like, I'll do it one time. And then just, I'll be, fuck it.
Here's a Subway gift card.
Here's money.
Yeah, exactly. I can't, the smell, I can't.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Oof.
But no. But no, I mean, I'm the same way. I'm like, my time isn't worth anything. It's worth something to me, but nothing to this person.
Yeah. It doesn't matter who's giving you the sandwich. You're right.
You know, you got a homeless person and you have like fucking The Rock. The Rock's time is worthless to this homeless person.
Yeah.
They would rather a sandwich than meet The Rock. Like, you know, just give them money.
The Rock gives them a rock bottom.
I think The Rock is so famous that a homeless person
would rather meet the rock and starve.
Than get a sandwich.
Maybe.
Give me a people's elbow.
Yeah. At least they'll smell what The Rock's cooking.
Yeah, but like, the Rock can, with if The Rock gives $1,000, like, you can someone to work 50 hours.
Yeah.
Instead of having The Rock
for 10 minutes,
like
take
The Rock
photo.
Making soup,
you know what
for
sucks?
20 minutes.
Yeah, it sucks being The Rock giving $1,000 to like a charity. Because if I give $1,000 to a charity, they write me up in the Journal de Montréal. But if you know
The Rock, they're like, what?
They're like,
cheap
you fucking who? What is wrong with you, you monster?
It's like a tease from him.
Yeah, give you $1,000.
Yeah, being that rich that you could give like. Like
50,000.
Same as like, let's say Elon Musk. If Elon Musk gave $10 million to cancer research, people will be like, look at this fucking asshole making fun of cancer.
Yeah, why are you researching cancer? Yeah. Just cure it.
Tax write-off. Yeah. Tax write-off. $10 million. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I love the tax write-off thing. It's it's money that they're spending. That company's wasting, spending that money. What do you care? Like
they'll pay less taxes, but they're losing more money.
It was $10 million. Anyways, gentlemen, this has been a great episode.
Yeah. You guys got to go to a casino.
We got to go gamble.
Yeah.
Poseidon?
See.
You got to go test that dick out.
Yes.
DeepPoseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. First.shop.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Sure.
Chris Ramsey. MikeWard.ca is the website for Mike Ward's tour dates. Mike Ward Modeste is touring all across Quebec. He's doing a residency at the Club Soda in Montreal right now. So tickets might not be available since he sold most of them out. But if you could find a scalper and or try to break in, go ahead. Try your luck. PentelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Thank you and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.